lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. In verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your produce, and then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Let me say this again. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. I don't know if you got to see what wasn't the midweek, it was the end of the week, because I got it out late. We're having trouble with our internet at our house, but I wrote about first fruits and having a first fruits lifestyle as a disciple and how important that is and how much the Lord is concerned about placing himself first in our life so that our life can be in divine order and we can receive blessing. And he does that through pruning and discipline, as we've talked about. He's doing it in multiple ways. He's wooing our heart. But I tell you, there's this great battle for the affection of our hearts. And the Lord designed us for him to be first, for us to have that love relationship, to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength is the first and greatest commandment. And we're to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And so wrote a little bit in the midweek there about the process of how that practically works out in my life of trying to make the Lord first in all that I'm doing, particularly the two things I have to spend, which are my time and my money. So each day I deliberately don't schedule any meetings before 10 or 11, because I get up in the morning and just try to give that time to the Lord. And your schedule may be different. Sometimes I start a little earlier, so I have to get up earlier, or whatever it is. But I try to determine to give the Lord the first fruits of my day. And sometimes that even means kind of crawling up, you know, from the sleeping position onto my knees, under the sheets, and just dedicating the day to the Lord, dedicating my heart to the Lord. And I try to move into some worship and word and prayer and those kinds of things, because the Lord is worthy of each day. My days are so cloudy if I don't make him first, if I don't dedicate first things to him. And it kind of releases kind of a funk. I love Martin Luther's statement. Unless he spent 2 or 3 hours with the Lord every day, he had so much to do, he couldn't get it done. And that's the way I feel like. I think so many of us run in the mud because we start with our heart in the flesh and we've not done the divine order of things. And I don't mean this as a law. I mean it as clearly a biblical principle that we would give the Lord the first fruits of our time and dedicate that to him in a holy way. And I also, Amy and I do that with our money. And you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. But I'm almost legalistic about after a paycheck, the first check, first fruits tithe, we give into the kingdom, into the ministry, and then do offerings behind that. But I just want the government and the blessing of God on my finances. And I know that means that I practically step out by faith. We can say all day long, you're first, you know what I mean? Or to certain people in certain meetings, but really not act that out in our very resources, which is our time. We can spend all of our time and not on him, and all of our resources and not on him. So I just want to encourage you, and I don't want to put any heavy thing on you, but I want to encourage you to think through how the Lord is being first in your heart, because he designed you to be that way. You're in divine order when it's happening. Blessing begins to flow when he's first in your heart. And there's 1,001 things, tons of stuff he's created, tons of stuff that the enemy is manipulating to try to take the first affections of your heart, the first of your time, and the first of your money. And it takes some intentionality, everyday sowing. I don't feel like it sometimes. I don't feel like giving that. I don't feel like sometimes spending that time. But it really doesn't matter what I feel. I have wisdom in my soul that if I make Jesus first and the kingdom first, that then all things will be added unto me, and so we walk by faith. So, guys, if you could come up, Dave and Mike, or whoever's here, we're going to want to receive our offering. I wanted to just place that in your heart, and the guys are going to minister to us here. We have a special guest. Chuck's here, and Chuck will introduce himself here, but they're going to minister to us about intimacy with the Lord. And I just want you to, if you would, just listen to the Spirit in this deal, and as we give first fruits to the Lord. Jesus was the ultimate first fruit offering. He was the firstborn son, firstborn from the dead. He was resurrected on the Feast of First Weeks. Everything's first for him. And he's that first great offering. The Yahweh, the Father, held back nothing. He radically spent it out so that he might win us. And thus we follow that example. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much for your invitation to make you first. Pray for everybody in the room that they really would recalibrate their hearts to where you're first. We've had seasons and moments where you were first in our time and our money in our relationships, but then it fades away and we lose that intimacy. We lose that ability to approach you and to have our hearts engaged. I'm asking that you, by the grace of God, would transform us into disciples that have first fruits lifestyles, that we're living by faith and we're acting by faith in this regard. Lord, bless our finances, bless our time, and forgive us for squandering them on ourselves and on the activities of play and work before we give you the best. Lord, I pray we would take the example of Cain and the example of the Israelites who would constantly bring you diseased and leftover animals. And you said in Malachi 1 that your name would be made great and not to offer anything but the first and the best to you. And then that would release blessing and peace in our lives. So, Father, help us to be a first fruits people for your glory on this first day of the week, in the first of the morning. Lord, we give you these first fruits. Be blessed by them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, guys.
When I read the word,